Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit it with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, my name is Lorna Ash. I would say I am a facilitator of philanthropy, and I am the executive director of the Local Hero Foundation.
Okay, and so what is the Local Hero Foundation?
Local Hero is the helicopter emergency response organization. So basically an ambulance in the air.
Okay.
So we service the entire region. We are the only helicopter emergency services here in our region.
Yeah.
And with such a widespread region and people out doing, you know, quadding on lakes and rivers, and as well as working far out in sites, and we have people living out at sites in the camps, and of course our rural communities, and sometimes during emergencies and medical issues and incidents, time matters, and time is what saves lives, and
yeah,
that's what the helicopter does.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you've been in Fort McMurray for a long time outside of just here.
Absolutely.
When did you come to Fort McMurray?
Geez, I don't know if I can give you the year, but it's been over 20 years.
Okay.
My daughter was in grade 6, that's what I remember.
Okay,
yeah,
that's awesome. Yes. So you've seen a lot of growth then.
I have seen a huge ups and downs and turbulences and everything over the years, yeah.
So what brought you here originally?
Family, opportunity. You know, it was a big scary thing at the time, and but you know, haven't wanted to leave since.
It's, yeah,
it's just one of those communities. I mean, we all say it. People say they've come for 5 years. I don't think I ever had a time frame in mind.
Yeah.
But had you said at that time that I would still be here, I don't know if I would have agreed.
Yeah.
But here I am. And yeah, my daughter's gone off to university. She's come back. She's made her life here as well. So.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Where did you come from originally, though?
Well, I grew up, well, from the time I was 4 years old, so my dad was in the Navy, so I was actually born in Halifax. My parents are both from Newfoundland.
Okay.
So I think somehow that's what got me here.
Oh. Yeah, facts. That is facts. Yeah.
But I did grow up on Vancouver Island in Victoria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was quite culture shock. You know, the first winter was, you know, I think my first winter, the first time driving through ice fog, you know, you're sitting at the lights and then everyone goes and I'm sitting there going, I can't see a darn thing.
Yeah.
I thought, where am I? What am I doing here?
Oh. So obviously I grew up here.
Yep.
I've never thought about that before. But yeah, when you accelerate off the line, you have all the fog from the exhaust.
Yep, yep.
But that's just normal to me. I would never have thought that being weird.
First time I hit it, I was like, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah, yeah. Because you don't want to, like, you're just driving into literally nothingness.
Nothing, yeah.
Banking on the fact that
the person in front of you went.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
My mom tells me a story when she first was driving, and they moved here in the 70s. She was like, she said she was going down Thicket Boulevard, and she didn't know. She's from South America.
Yeah.
It was icy, and all of a sudden the car just started to spin. And she was just like, she's like, I didn't even know cars could do that. Like rubber spinning on, like, it just was a wild concept to her.
Yeah, okay. I did one of those crazy moves too.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I did it, but I did it.
Yeah, yeah. The car has a mind of its own when it's like icy on the road. Yeah. Okay, so Vancouver Island. So what part of the island?
I grew up in the Western Communities. Okay. I don't know if you know where that Goldstream Park, it's really developed. I still got a lot of family back there, so I go back every year, but it's really developed from when I was there.
Yeah.
We'd walk to school, you'd be walking down and there'd be nothing around, and now it's just so built up.
Yeah. But, yeah. Like everywhere, even Fort McMurray.
Fort McMurray, yeah. The difference from when I got here over 20 years ago to now.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, we've gone back a little bit in, over the years, whereas, because when I first got here, things were so busy, I couldn't, trying to get through traffic and things like that, but I think we're finding a nice little balance. I know we'd like the economy and everything to go up a bit around here.
Yeah.
And see things like that, but at the same time, when you've been through all of it, it's not so bad right now.
No, that's exactly it, because even coming out here today, like I was thinking, man, I remember when you used to try to fly out to, or drive out to the airport to fly outside. You'd have your flight at like 11 o'clock in the afternoon and you'd have to get here for like 9.
Yeah.
And then to get here for 9, you'd have to like leave at 7. Like it used to be wild.
It was.
And like, although yes, like that brought in a lot of like money, just living in that environment was...
Constantly.
Like going anywhere, even going to like eat dinner, you're just like, well, if you want a seat, you might as well get there at 3:30.
Yeah. No one took a reservation because they didn't need to.
Yeah.
They'd give you the little beeper things and you'd go off somewhere else and go for a walk or do whatever and come back.
Yeah. I remember going to Earl's and them giving me the beeper and them saying some ridiculous time. I'm like, all right, I'll go for a walk. And I just like went to Borealis Park, walked all the way back. It's just like, well, beep, beep, here we go. Like, yeah, it used to be nuts. So a little quieter isn't a horrible thing.
It is not.
So if your daughter has moved back, are you planning to retire here?
Oh, that's, I don't know.
You don't know yet.
Possibly. I could retire here, yes.
Yeah.
But I just have to have somewhere to go in the winter.
Yeah, you're like my parents. So like my parents have decided to retire here.
Yep.
But this is just their ground base.
Yep.
But they travel, they go on cruises there, but they always come back here.
Well, summer's beautiful. I mean, yes, we've had a little bit of a wet one, but...
Yeah, I'll take the wet over the fire.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we have great summers and great golf courses. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we've got the lakes and the river and...
Awesome hospital.
All that stuff. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And why not? But the winter, it can get a little long. The older you get... Yeah. The longer it feels.
And it's cold too. Like this year we had a very mild winter, but for that like 1 to 2 week stretch where it was like minus 40 to 50, like you get reminded, it gets cold.
It does.
It gets cold. So any holiday plans they have coming up?
Actually, yes. So speaking of my daughter, last year we went to France. She's a huge traveler. She's traveled the whole world. I'm one of these that have not.
Okay.
So her and I went, last fall we went off to France. And
nice.
So now she's got the bug in me. So my plans is Italy next.
What part of Italy?
Not too sure. I might have to tour the whole, go on one of those little tours and check a lot of it out. You can't go there just go to one spot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta go check it all out.
It's amazing. Get ready. Yeah. Like Rome is something else. Like you have to spend days in Rome, but you have to be specific on what you want to see.
Right.
Like going to the Vatican, put 3 days minimum and you're still not seeing anything. But then like I would do walking tours and like the bus tours because you have to have a tour guide.
Yes.
That
absolutely.
Would be the advice I'd give you.
Yeah.
Because I went to the Colosseum by myself one day, and although it's cool and you're looking around, you don't know what you're looking at. But when you go with a tour guide and they start explaining, oh, they used to fill it up with water and the lions would come out from there, you're just like, what? It's wild. But like, there's other places outside of Rome that you should check out as well.
Oh, for sure. So the first thing I'll start doing, because this is just a new thought that just came to mind. So, for me, I'm like, get on, do all my research and everything. Yeah. I got to know all the go over all the history, because it's been a lot of years since I've done history. You know, go over all the history and everything, and just know exactly where I want to go and what I want to hit up.
Is it food or like locations? Like when you travel, like what is like the draw that you're going for?
Well, I'll tell you, going off to France and Paris, one of the things, like one of the things I don't eat much of is like gluten and things like that, but people had told me, like, well, you got to try it there because it's different.
It's different, yep.
And absolutely, I had no issues. Pastries every day, pizza, all these, you know. So yeah, definitely food is a target.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you're in for a treat then.
Yes. I'm assuming just, you know, that's all fresh, made every day and things like that. None of the chemicals in it that we're used to and don't get used to.
And it doesn't look like anything that you're used to ordering.
Right.
Like when I was over, every time food came out in front of me, I'm just like, what is this? Because you would, like, for one, the menus aren't in English.
Right.
So you're trying to figure out in Italian, like, and now it's different. I traveled there years ago. Now you have phones and translators. But you weren't 100% sure what you were ordering. And then when it came out, like when I would order shrimp, for example, like I know what a shrimp in this country looks like. Shrimp over there, you're going to get the whole thing. And at that time in my life, I'm like, I don't know what to do with this or even pizza over there. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's experience.
Nothing. Exactly.
Yeah. So are you adventurous with like what you eat?
I wouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. You know, I went a lot of years, especially as a young kid. And I mean, my mom trying to get vegetables in me. She'd have to peel me a carrot every day. That was my vegetable, the only one I would eat.
And, yeah.
You know, she started with, you know, you're not leaving the table until you eat. Well, she'd get bored and go, okay, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
What she could. But, of course, over the years, yeah, I've gotten a little more creative.
Yeah.
And experience a lot more.
Nice.
Yeah.
So who's all going on this trip with you?
I have no idea.
You've just decided you're going
just
to do it and that's
heading over.
Oh,
you know,
that's
like
adventure.
I said, my daughter's got the bug in me now, and so yeah, I've got to get going.
Wow.
I've got to catch up to her, by the way. Yeah. I don't think I have enough time.
How many places has she been?
Oh, God, I think 30 or more.
Yeah.
Her idea was to be in 30 countries by the time she was 30, and she'd almost made it when COVID hit.
Oh,
she didn't quite make it, but she has caught up and made up for it since.
And so how and where did she get this travel bug from?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, just I think with her friends that she had and over the years. And it's just something I like to do. It's where they spend their money and it's not a bad place to
spend it. Definitely not. I love traveling. I'm never going to say anything about people getting on a plane.
Yeah.
Are you tapping your watch or still got time? Okay. 2 minutes, sweet. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about these helicopters. So now that we know a little bit about the program, what is the goal over the next summer and winter? Like, what is the organization trying to achieve?
Well, what we're always trying to do is fundraise. Mm-hmm. This helicopter, we are dependent on donations, grants. We receive some money from the municipality. We get some from the province.
Yeah.
And then, but of course, it doesn't cover what we need to fly it.
Mm-hmm.
For every hour mission, just on maintenance and fuel is $3,100.
Wow.
I know. Crazy, hey?
Yeah.
And then again, in a widespread community where things are growing in our region, we are going further and further. So a lot of our missions are actually more than an hour. A couple of weeks ago, we were out at one of the sites, and because it was someone having heart troubles, they had to fly them all directly to Edmonton. So, I mean, we can pretty much fly anywhere.
Yeah.
It's we need fuel.
Yeah.
So where they were picking up the patient, they were actually able to fuel up while they were getting the patient stabilized and into the helicopter.
Right.
So they got fuel in the meantime, and then were able to make it all the way to Edmonton and then refuel to come back. But, you know, considering that and the costs, and there's never a charge to the patient. So this is a service. It came out of the goodness of the hearts of the founders, Paul and Andrea Spring. Paul used to do ad hoc services with his Phoenix Heli Flight. So he was always providing those ad hoc services. He'd get these calls, and then as the community got busier and busier, and he's like, you know what, we need a dedicated service, and this is what they did. They came up with this and said, we need people available, and we have the 24/7 service, so they have the night vision goggles, and
so cool.
So operating at night, and
That's wild. Well, listen, unfortunately, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So I have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. So I just want to actually send out a ton of gratitude. This started with gratitude. I'd love to share some more. I never like to miss an opportunity to thank all the donors, the sponsors, the volunteers. We have so many amazing people in this region. I know there's a lot of places you can be spending your money. But when you're supporting the charitable organizations in this town and in our region, you're doing a huge impact. And it's what's making this community thrive. So keep it all up. Thank you.
There we go. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.